In our readings last week, the prophet Jeremiah was crying out to God in a time of difficulty. He was complaining that even though he delivered the message that God told him to deliver, that people were still mocking him. The truth is that sometimes being a prophet, saying things that other people do not want to hear in order to bring about a conversion of heart, is not always a fun task. Yet as baptized Christians, you and I have been joined to that prophetic role of Christ. You and I are called to proclaim the gospel regardless of what type of response we anticipate receiving. But it must always be done out of a sense of love, responsibility, and concern for the good of the other, not out of anger, indignation, or condemnation. Now this week, our readings go into further depth about the prophetic role. In the first reading, the Lord tells the prophet Ezekiel that he has a duty and a responsibility to point out the moral failures of his brothers and sisters. When he sees someone committing evil, he's to warn that person to change his or her ways. And if he fails to carry out this duty, then the Lord will hold him accountable as though he committed those evil acts himself. But if he warns the other people, and then that person fails to change their ways, then Ezekiel will not be held responsible. Surely the same doesn't apply to us, right? Because after all, didn't Jesus tell us in the scriptures, "Stop judging, and you will not be judged"? Didn't Jesus ask us, "Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own?" Yes, he did say those things. And a lot of people like to quote and bring up those passages whenever their immoral actions are spoken about or pointed out to them. However, Jesus is also the one who used very strong words to confront the scribes and the Pharisees for their hardness of heart. On numerous occasions, he spoke out against those who sinned and refused to change their ways. We sometimes gloss over that fact, forget that Jesus said those things as well. You and I live in a world where you can't say anything about what another person does, because to do that is to judge them. We live in a society that says just because you think something is wrong or right, that doesn't mean it's wrong or right for everyone. Begs the question, how did we get here as a society? I don't think it's something new. I just think it's something that's far more widely accepted these days. Perhaps it's become this way because too many of us have remained silent for too long. We're afraid to speak up for what's morally right and to speak against what's morally wrong because we're afraid that others will mock us, condemn us, or call us a people of hate. Parents are sometimes afraid to correct their children, especially when their children start to believe what the world has told them is true, because they don't want to lose their relationship with their children, or they don't want their children to feel rejected. I get it. Sometimes as a priest, quite often as a spiritual father, I have to pray for the courage to tell people things that I know they don't want to hear. But it's not compassionate to approve, either explicitly or tacitly, of people's sins or failure to make good choices. Rather, true compassion means encouraging them in a positive manner to change their ways and then to live in the way that God intends for them to live. Admittedly, this is very difficult to do, and we don't always do the best job of it. But as a result of our avoiding the difficult conversations, people we love are allowed to persist in error, because we don't want to speak up. Or, more importantly, and perhaps more often, you and I do speak up, but we do it in a way that's not helpful. So what then is the best way to offer correction and encouragement? Well, it's not a secret. Jesus gives us the answer right here in Matthew's gospel. The very first step, one we often skip, is to go to the person directly and privately. Don't talk to everybody else about their behavior first. Don't talk about it on social media. Don't gossip to other friends or members of your family. Don't send a text or a passive-aggressive email. Go talk to the person. And as St. Paul points out, do it with love. Always lead with love. Don't condemn them as a person. Don't try to cancel them or put them on blast. That's what Jesus means when he says, stop judging. Because only God can see the true motives of our hearts. Explain to them that you care about them and that their choices and actions are not good for them and will not lead to the happy life. Teach them and show them by the way you live your own life that God wants better for them too. Now, if the person refuses to listen, then you can involve other people who also care about that person and want what's best for them. If the person still doesn't listen, then you take it to the church, to the family, to the government, whoever is the next higher authority that can help this person hear what it is that God needs them to hear. Now, what if after all that, after you've done all those difficult things in the proper order, what if the person still doesn't listen? What then? Well, then you continue to love them. And you keep looking for new ways to communicate to them. You pray for them. But the one thing you never do is you never give up on them. That's what Jesus means when he says that you treat them like a Gentile. You give them more of your love and support, not less. You seek them out like the lost sheep, not cast them out as the black sheep. And you never stop giving up hope that one day God's grace might touch their heart in a way that moves them to change their lives for the better. And while you are doing all this praying and hoping and waiting for God to change others' hearts and behaviors, don't forget to spend the same amount of time, if not more, asking him to change yours as well. Pray that you might not only have the courage to speak to others about their moral failures, but that you might also have the humility to listen when others try to speak to you about yours. As the psalmist says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Because that's what it means to be holy. Not perfect, but holy. To do that is what it means to be a prophet and a Christian. And that's what it means to love one another as God has loved us. As I said last week, I say again, God never gives up on us. So then let us commit ourselves to never giving up on one another. Speak when we need to speak. Listen when we need to listen. But in every situation, whether you speak or you listen, do it with the love of God in your heart.